Kate Smith Show. How do you do? This is Ted Collins introducing America's most beloved personality. This program comes to you each day, Monday through Friday. Presented today by Scranton, America's greatest name in lace, and the Reader's Digest Condensed Book Club. Now, here she is, Kate Smith.
Hello, everybody. Today, I think we'll start the program off right away with a song. It's "The Best Things in Life Are Free." Now, here's important news from Reader's Digest. For only 10 cents, you can get 5 brand new best-selling books expertly condensed into one handsome 576-page volume. You get A.J. Cronin's big nationwide bestseller, The Northern Light. This is the exciting story of a man's struggle against indecency and corruption. And there are 4 other fascinating books, all skillfully condensed for only 10 cents. This generous offer is made to introduce you to the famous Reader's Digest Condensed Book Club. You'll be enrolled as a trial member, but there's no obligation. You may cancel at any time, and the trial book is yours to keep. The 5 books in this one volume would cost you approximately, well, I'd say over $19 if you bought them separately. So don't delay. Send your name and address with only 10 cents to Digest, Mutual Broadcasting System, New York 18, New York. That is Digest, Mutual Broadcasting System, New York 18, New York. You know, there was a time when some people felt that our guest for today was too much of a country boy ever to make a real success in show business. But how wrong they were. Here is a band leader who, being a simple person himself, knows what the people want and how they want to hear it. He's Lawrence Welk. And I'm sure that you're going to enjoy his sparkling music as they play "Young at Heart."
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Welk. You sure proved my point. Have you ever stopped to think how gifts are such a problem at times? Sometimes I don't know what to give for showers, weddings, or anniversaries. But I have the answer today. The famous Scranton Looms have crafted two exquisite lace tablecloths, one modern and one traditional, that will put the end to our gift problems. Starting now, Better Stores Everywhere will be showing exquisite Westminster and lovely Overture, two of the most beautiful tablecloths I've ever seen, at a new low price of $8.95. It's a big $5 saving over the regular price of $13.95. And these are a new kind of lace, made of drip-dry Dacron. They need no old-fashioned stretching and very little ironing. They also have the remarkable Scranton stain-proof finish so that most spots just sponge right off. They're a perfect gift for anyone on your list, including you. But hurry, because the big $5 saving is for a limited time only. Every year about this time, the migration from small town to big city model agency is in full swing. Today I want to pass on to any girls seeking such careers a word to the unwise from a model's agent. Kenneth Silver of the Kenneth Model Agency Incorporated says that most of them will never make the grade because they think with their emotions and not with their heads. He says most girls seeking modeling assignments want to be big shots before they're small shots. They're looking for shortcuts to fame and fortune in what they imagine to be a very glamorous field. Mr. Silver's comments are based on his own experience in interviewing up to 400 would-be models a week, and most of them under 21 years of age. He says that he turns away 24 out of every 25. You don't get to be a top model just by winning a high school beauty contest. But many girls think the two are just a few steps apart. They can't see themselves clearly, he says, and what's worse, the parents push them and modeling schools don't discourage them. The model's agent explains that many schools charge up to $500 for a course, but that does not guarantee them a career. But for those who can and do make the grade, the agent offers sound fatherly advice. He tells them that they'll need an average of $15 a week just for cosmetics, hairdos, and accessories. He checks their bank accounts, recommends allowances from parents, advises strict budgeting, saving, and planning for the future. Now, if a model is late for her job, he cuts her bookings, and if she fails to show up, he drops her from the roster of his agency. Mr. Silver may sound like a strict disciplinarian, but it really is easier for the young models themselves this way, he says. It's a very difficult business to break into, and it's a very difficult one to stay in. But for girls who still have their hearts set on it, he offers this advice. And I quote, "Go to a licensed model agency and find out where your particular type of beauty will be best. In fashion, photography, television, convention, or trade show modeling. Don't plan on making money the first 3 months. Use this time to learn the ropes about photography, grooming, and the techniques of posing. And be, by all means, an extrovert. You cannot be shy or embarrassed if you're capitalizing on your appearance. You don't have to be beautiful, but you must appear fresh, clean, and crisp. This means, of course, no heavy makeup." Now, this is all very sound advice, and I hope that any young ladies looking for a career in big-time modeling will consider it seriously before they leave home to compete in one of the toughest job fields in the country. If you do leave, I say congratulations and good luck to you. Our national sponsors today are Scranton, America's greatest name in lace, and Reader's Digest, Now, this is Kate Smith with the second part of our program. Folks, have you ever seen a ghost ship? Probably not. But folks who live on Block Island off the shore of Rhode Island are keeping their eyes peeled these days for the fiery ghost ship Palatine. They say she could show up any time because she's doomed to sail forever in the murky waters of Block Island Sound. At least that's the way a local hotel owner tells the story. Mr. Sam Mott said recently that no one had seen the Palatine, or rather her ghost, as yet this year, but someone usually claims to have done so. The real Palatine was plying the Atlantic back in 1732. In that year, I understand, she left Holland for Philadelphia with a passenger list including wealthy Dutch families who planned to settle in the New World. But the Palatine ran into a blizzard off the Rhode Island coast, and her crew mutinied and abandoned the ship to the passengers. She eventually hit the rocks off Sandy Point, and many of the passengers died when they leaped overboard and tried to swim ashore in icy winter waters. Then the ship caught fire. Whether accidentally or not, history doesn't say. One woman passenger remained aboard as the burning vessel was blown out to sea again, and there is where the ghost story originated. Many times since that tragic day in 1732, Block Islanders have reported seeing the Palatine moving through the waters nearby. Some say that on a stormy night, if you turn an ear toward the sea, you might hear the cries of the ghost ship's one passenger, or even see the ship itself heading into shore. And Block Islanders say only the bravest will remain at the water's edge to watch her come in. Now, it's only a story, I know. But our history has many such tales of historic ghost ships, and I just can't help feeling a little shiver whenever I hear them. If you know of any such story, I wish you'd send it along to me and I'll tell it to the rest of our listeners. I think it would be interesting. Now, our guest Lawrence Welk will be back to give us another tune right after this message of interest to you. All right, Lawrence, let's hear When Hearts Are Young. Thank you. Lawrence Welk music. I could listen to it, well, for any length of time. I just love it. Now, folks, here's a message of interest to you.
What do people save for? Well, a recent survey showed that young couples save mainly for a down payment on a new home, while parents save for their children's education or their own retirement. Now, what about you? Do you have big plans for your future? If so, make sure they come true by investing now in the new improved Series E United States Savings Bonds. They're always safe, you know, guaranteed against loss, theft, and mutilation. In fact, any form of destruction. They'll be replaced by the Treasury Department without charge. What's more, all new Series E bonds now pay a higher rate of interest, 3 1/4% at maturity, and they mature in only 8 years and 11 months. Bonds offer a wonderful way to save regularly, too. And you'll be surprised how fast your collection grows once you make up your mind. So make that down payment on your future today by investing in United States Savings Bonds, where you work or bank.
Now, this is Kate Smith back again to continue with the show. I guess most of us will never get to see a Paris fashion opening personally, but if you're like me, you like to hear about these events. I know I sure do. So I was delighted to read a news story the other day that described, from the very beginning to the end, one of the biggest openings of all, the House of Dior. It's so spectacular, the fashion reporter wrote, that it outdoes a first night opening on Broadway for glamour and excitement. Incidentally, a Dior opening is no place for gatecrashers. The door is closely watched and only authorized persons with tickets are admitted. Once inside, the reporters are ushered up a wide spiral staircase to the second floor. In spacious rooms lighted by lovely crystal chandeliers, they watch and they wait. Suddenly, a hush falls over the crowd. The first costume is announced, and the show is on. A few whispered comments may be heard as models move past in suits and coats and daytime dresses. Each writer is watching carefully to see what new design will become this house's trademark for the new season. After the daytime close comes the cocktail and evening fashions, which always draw gasps of admiration. This is when the applause usually starts, and it builds up higher and higher as the ball gowns begin to arrive in beautiful, extravagant fabrics. The show usually takes about 2 1/4 hours. The finale, traditionally, is a wedding gown, which really brings out the applause. After that, the reporters rush for the telephones to call in their stories, and the head designer slips quietly away to relax and wait for his pace-setting styles to be copied from Cairo to California. And copied they will be, no doubt, with many American firms, of course, adapting the often exaggerated Paris fashions to our more casual way of life. And now that the Paris fashion show has put me in the mood, I'll say that it could happen to you.
Hide your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night.
that's it for today. Thanks for listening, and goodbye, folks.